This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
Daryl, I pushed the wrong button.
And Daryl.
There you go. Sorry about that. Free Talk Live. So you can call in and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. We open the phone lines and let people who want to talk about whatever it is that's on their mind call in and talk about it. But I think what's been on America's mind right now is kind of what's going on in Ferguson. And it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Yes.
But to a lot of people, what it means is police overreach. That things that police officers do might be interpreted entirely different if the average person did them.
Yes.
Which means that a piece of metal hanging from your chest somehow makes you different. And I don't think most of us really believe that. But apparently there's now been a list of guidelines that have been brought out by a Homeland Security professor.
Yeah, a guy that was for 17 years a police officer with the LAPD. And according to the Washington Post, he is a professor of Homeland Security at Colorado Tech University.
I would never guess there was such a thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of a professor of Homeland Security, but not really sure why the Washington Post would lie about the guy's credentials.
I don't think they would.
Especially when you're already listing, 17-year police officer. So he has written a fairly lengthy article on the Washington Post website, and I'm going to post the link to the full article to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/freetalklive. But there's a very important part that's right in the middle to where he says, here's what you can do to avoid getting killed, beaten, tased, etc. by the police.
Says, well, I'd like to avoid being those things.
Yes. I think most people would. There is the rare exception of people that, want to go out, suicide by cop is what they call it. But, the average person wants to avoid those. So let's just jump in to the meat of the article here. He says, even though it might sound harsh and impolitic, here's the bottom line. If you don't want to get shot, tased, pepper sprayed, struck with a baton, or thrown to the ground, just do what I tell you. Don't argue with me. Don't call me names. Don't tell me that I can't stop you. Don't say I'm a racist pig. Don't threaten that you'll sue me and take away my badge. Don't scream at me that you pay my salary. And don't even think of aggressively walking towards me. Most field stops are completed in just a few minutes. How difficult is it to cooperate for that long?
Well, this guy thinks that that we should be cooperating with him. He thinks that the public serves him, not vice versa.
Right.
Now, I would agree with him. I think that anybody who believes that police are, in fact, public servants doesn't live in the same country I do with the same news stories I read. But that's the story we're told. It's like 1984 where the,
right,
the
chocolate ration is increasing from 20 grams to 15 grams.
Yay! Right, it's like that. And I've never had these problems before. I've never had them. I've never had a police officer overstep their boundaries with me.
The only time I've ever had a gun pointed at me, it was being held by a police officer.
That's fine.
They responded to the wrong house and thought that I had robbed myself.
Well, didn't you feel safer when you were done?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
So, I guess, let me read off the list of what I'm supposed to do in dealing with a police officer again.
Okay, so here's things you don't do. Don't argue. Don't call him names. Don't tell him that he can't stop you. Don't call him a racist pig. Don't threaten to sue to take away his badge. Don't scream that you pay his salary. And don't even think of aggressively walking towards him. And think was in the italicized.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, don't even think about doing anything that he could interpret as being possibly aggressive.
I guess I agree with what he's saying here. I think that those are good systems for dealing with police, but not because I believe the police are professional individuals that are qualified to do their jobs. Quite the opposite. I think that it's quite possible that you can get shot in dealing with them, and that if you do, that whatever they say is going to be the story that everybody goes with.
Yes.
Because in this country, in 2000, not in this country, in this day and age, 2014, when everybody's got a camera on their cell phone, and it's completely within the realm of possibility that police could have body-mounted, car-mounted cameras that upload audio and video directly to the internet. This could be done in the vast majority of the United States. And then we would have audio and visuals of what actually occurred instead of having to believe somebody who was a C-plus student and, you know, ended up being a police officer. I'm not saying that that doesn't mean that they're entirely qualified. Everybody's got to have a job. But I shouldn't have to believe you. Not today.
There's more. He says, I know it's scary for people to be stopped by cops. I also understand the anger and frustration if people believe they have been stopped unjustly or without reason. I am aware that corrupt and bully cops exist. When it comes to police misconduct,
why do corrupt and bully cops exist if police are such paladins of justice? Why don't they go and get them? Because every time I see a police beating video, I see the police, plural, beating people. I don't see one cop pulling the other cops off and saying, hey, what are you guys doing? This is completely uncalled for. As a matter of fact, I've never seen that.
I've read
two stories that have come out since I've been doing this the show for 12 years now that I've seen, where one police officer reported a couple of police officers afterwards.
And she got fired.
She got fired, and a bad bad recommendation, and another one where a Florida department, FHP, pulled over a, I think it was a Broward County or Dade County.
Oh, yeah.
That was going 120 miles an hour in his squad car, had been doing the same thing for 3 months, and he didn't expect to be pulled over.
And then after that incident, the entire police department of the cop that got pulled over was then targeting the officer that stopped the other officer that was speeding.
Yep, they're hassling her online. In both cases, these were women, interestingly. And in both cases, they got a lot of flack. Now, that says to me that if you are a good cop, that you realize relatively quickly that this is a club.
Yes.
And that if you violate the rules of conduct,
they will beat you with the club.
You had better have another line of work coming up soon. And you ought to move because, yes, you know, things ain't going to be so great for you.
So he says, when it comes to police misconduct, I side with the ACLU. Having worked as an internal affairs investigator, I know that some officers engage in unprofessional and arrogant behavior. Sometimes they behave like criminals themselves. I also believe that every cop should use a body camera to record interactions with the community at
why
all
don't
times.
They? Why? If this college professor says that that's so, why don't they? Rialto, California, put body cameras on their cops. These don't even upload directly to the internet, which is what I'm demanding right now. But just body counted mounted cams dropped uses of force by 66%. And complaints against police officers for brutality by 80%. This is a win-win for everybody.
The reason they don't, and I've been to legislative committee hearings here in New Hampshire where this was discussed, they don't because of the cost, and they claim, well, based on this rule, we would have to have it on while talking to somebody that just got raped, and that would not be fair to them.
Oh, boy. Free Talk Live. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
You can actually call us on Skype, too. We our username is lrn.fm. That says in Liberty Radio Network. lrn.fm on Skype. Give us a call there. Call clarity tends to be a bit better on Skype. And
generally, as long as you have a good internet connection.
And you can call from pretty much anywhere, and, you know, no charge. So lrn.fm on Skype or 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. I know you're not used to live programming on the weekend, in the evening, but we believe you deserve it. So we provide it on Free Talk Live, and we're one of the very few radio programs that does. So 855-450-FREE. I have the solution to Obamacare in my hand. It's Asia. RunLikeHellGuide.com. It's a website. Go there. Take a look. If you need a medical procedure or you're thinking about getting a medical procedure, perhaps an elective surgery, you know, those sorts of things, please go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com and take a look at their pricing. Because there, they broker for a major hospital in Bangkok, one that serves more than 300,000 patients a year from 40 countries, 300 doctors. Take a look at the pictures there. You will be, you can rest assured that this is high-end medical care, in fact, higher than some hospitals in the United States, and it is significantly less costly. If you have to get a medical procedure, you don't have insurance, don't go bankrupt. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. If you have a giant copay, take a look. Just go take a look at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Cancer surgery, major medical bypass, whatever it is you need, cosmetic surgery. And it's, you know, just for the price of a plane ticket, essentially. Asia, well, to get over there and get this procedure. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. It is well worth the look. You know, it made me feel a lot better because I didn't know how I was going to handle this. The insurance is getting really expensive monthly. As a matter of fact, for the cost of about 18 months worth of insurance, you can get bypass surgery. Not that you're looking for bypass surgery, but you need it. You need it. You know what I mean? Let's go to Doug in Michigan. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you
doing? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys about a situation that happened one time about 20 years ago when I first started working at the prison that I work at. I just had an occasion to see kind of these special operations guys that you saw, like in Ferguson, that got called in. Kind of the way that they behave, and it just really amazed me.
Let me ask you this. So you're talking about like a SWAT team kind of thing, right?
Right. Disturbance Control, Special Operations. That's a couple of two different teams, but yeah, they're like special ops guys that deal with problems inside the prison.
Do they bring them in from sort of around the state? They call them in for particular instances, or is it just a team of correctional officers that work at that particular prison?
Correct. The latter. Yeah, it's a team of correctional officers here. But I was a rookie, and we had a food strike, and the warden declared an institutional emergency and called in the teams, and I was just really amazed. It was the first time I've ever been exposed to anything like this before, and just these guys' attitude when they came in, it was like I was just so amazed because they were just chomping at the bit. They wanted so bad to get in there and bust heads. I mean, they were really hoping that this thing escalated into an all-out battle with these guys. And every single time I've seen them activated, it's the same spirit. I mean, it's...
I saw it one time, too. The prison that I was at was in lockdown for, I think, 3 days, and they sent these guys in with their helmets and their shields and their sticks and the whole thing. And, you know, they were just kind of pulling people out of line and asking them mean, kind of rough questions just to see if they could get them to go off. These aren't people that were involved in any kind of riot or anything like that. Just kind of, you know, you weren't looking down and not speaking enough or something. And just trying to see whether they could goad them into some kind of response.
Exactly. And that's what they do. And as soon as they give you any amount of resistance whatsoever, any staff member can call over the goon squad and they slam them and drag them off to the hole. So It's really scary. It really is.
And this is, you know, I mean, these teams tend to be the ones that the most testosterone driven of the guards are going to be drawn to. You know, the cool guards, they're not going to be on this team, you know? It's not for them. It's, you know, 12 or 24, the hand-picked, biggest, most upset prison guards they've got, right?
Yeah, so the guard that will look the other way because you've, you know, wet some toilet paper and then added soap to it to form, you know, some sort of little arts and crafts thing, which technically is contraband to, you know, mix water with toilet paper and soap. So the guard that looks the other way because you're bored and did arts and crafts, he's not the guy that they're going to put on these teams. Oh. They're going to put the guy that wants to crack some heads, that's always looking for an excuse to crack some heads.
Yes, exactly.
Doug, hey, thanks for the call. What's that?
There was one other thing I wanted to tell you about that experience. Do you have time?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, when they brought the special operations team in, it was the middle of the summertime, and they all had their helmets, all their full battle gear on, just like you saw in Ferguson. But they had like these ninja masks on, like these you know, ski masks. And they were wearing them for hours and hours at a time. And at one point, I went over to the guy, and I said, dude, why in the world are you guys wearing these ski masks? What could possibly be the reason for that? And he kind of looked at me, and he kind of blinked his eye, and he said, they can't sue you if they can't identify who hit them. I said, oh, okay, I got it. So that's kind
there
of
you
weird.
Go.
And you see the same thing happening in Ferguson. They took off their name tags. They cover their faces. They wear a gas mask when they don't need to be wearing gas masks. And it's to conceal their identity so they can just kick butt and take names and don't have to worry about any repercussions. So.
Yeah, it dehumanizes on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have those, that's the purpose of glasses, these sunglasses when police don't need to wear them. You know, I mean, everybody needs to wear sunglasses now and then, but that's the idea, is to put something between you and me.
Yeah.
I am now an automaton. I can get away with whatever I want. I am the government's minion. I am the king's man. Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate the call. And when this author said that, you know, sometimes cops act like criminals. This is the 17-year police veteran.
Yes.
And Homeland Security Professor is the other title, and I'm not sure what that means.
At Colorado Tech University.
That's a pretty telling statement. Sometimes the police act like criminals. Not that sometimes the police are criminals, but sometimes they act like criminals because they're not actually criminals. They could never really be that, right?
Right,
like,
because they've got the little badge. So, therefore, it's not a crime when they do it.
Interesting. Let's go to William calling in from Arizona. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit with Mark about his badge camera idea that I've heard him detail a few different times.
Here I am.
And I understand the idea, and it sounds great, and, you know, sounds like it would solve a lot of problems. But I did have an experience a couple of years ago that maybe showed a negative side.
Please do. Please tell me about it. I'd love to hear it. Hold the line because I just hold through the break. I'd love to hear it. Because this idea has been implemented in a few different police departments up to this point with success. Now, not nationwide. I'd like to see it nationwide. But you got to listen to both sides. I want to hear what the drawback is. So, William, hold the line. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science reports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence. They are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. Use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a user request first, but it should take us about a segment to take care of it. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. It is a tooth powder, a dark black tooth powder that you can whiten your teeth with. I know none of this makes any sense, but I've used it, and it is very effective. In one application, I saw the difference with my teeth. I drink a lot of coffee. And in four, all the stains were gone. I still use it every other day. I used it every day for the first week or 10 days. 2 minutes to apply, just your regular toothbrushing. You use the powder instead of your regular toothpaste. It's also good for people who have sensitive teeth, people who don't like the taste of toothpaste. Check it out. It's a really awesome deal. 150 applications for $25. It's not expensive. You can have white teeth in, just minutes. You're as white as your teeth are. I mean, it doesn't magically make your teeth whiter, but it will make your teeth as white as your teeth can be, which you'd be surprised how white that is. All natural. It's bentonite clay and charcoal, the same stuff they have in filters. And you know how it grabs the stuff out of the water? It grabs the stuff out of your mouth. Your teeth are going to feel polished all the time. It's like a hygienist visit in a little bottle. It's mymagicmud.com. It is totally worth your time. Check out the video there on the website from biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole as he explains some of the benefits of My Magic Mud. Mymagicmud.com. Let's go back to William in Arizona. William, tell me what happened with the cop-mounted cam that changed your mind.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, I have a friend named Pedro that he's in one of these situations where, you know, if I have a tail light that's out or a crack in a windshield, I'm going to get pulled over and I'm going to get a repair order or something like that. But he, when he gets pulled over, he's going to have his vehicle impounded. It's going to cost him about $500 to $1,000, you know, by the time it's all said and done.
So that's his perception of it. Okay. I don't doubt it. I just understand that, you know, this is how we see the world. It's a perception. I remember one time I got pulled over for a headlight. The cop said, "Your headlight's out." I jumped out of the vehicle to run around. I thought for a second, you know, if this guy had been jumpy, I'd been dead. Because yeah. I just got out of that car. Really? You know, I went to look at that. Couldn't believe him. Sure enough, the headlight was out. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, well, I've had the experience of getting pulled over, and that's what happens to me is I get repair orders, and multiple times he's got pulled over and the vehicle gets impounded because he has issues with his license. Okay. He ends up, you know, he has to go to work to pay the, I think a lot of people are in this situation. They've got to pay the court, they've got to pay the impound and everything else. They've got to get to work. How do you get to work if you don't drive, you know? So at any rate, he called me, and it's not, you know, this has happened a few times that he'll call me, and I go meet him somewhere and pick him and his tools up while his vehicle gets impounded. At any rate, this time, a couple of years ago when it happened, I decided I was going to talk with the officer a little bit, and I had all kinds of things I was going to talk to him about very nicely, but when I got there, he seemed like a jovial enough guy, so I did. You know, I went to him and I said, "Hey, you know, Pedro's just a working guy trying to get things done, and this really messes him up." At any rate, this officer happened to have a camera. It was seemed like a pair of glasses, frame only, with a camera on the side of it.
Okay.
And he didn't specifically say because of the camera, but essentially, you know, his response was that he was not able to
use the discretion the way that, you know, you would like him to. Because he is now on camera, he can't he can't sort of just let something go.
Yes, exactly. So,
but
you know,
that's
I like your idea, and if I could push a button and make it happen, I would do it. But there are, you know, there are some
drawbacks.
There's some cons. Yes.
All right, yeah. William, I've had police officers admit on the stand that they are allowed to use their discretion in determining whether or not to give someone a ticket. So the fact that there's a video camera should not, you know, prevent the police officer from being a normal human and using his discretion.
Well, it shouldn't, but you do understand that, I mean, you know, now with the video, the idea is to put the officer, you know, to give other people an opinion about how he does his job. So if he uses too much discretion, he's not exactly being an officer, you know? I can see the point. But I think that what we really need, if we're going to operate in this whole paradigm of law enforcement officers, we need laws that officers enforce.
And we need them to not be revenue generators and actually go after real criminals.
But either way, I don't think officers really should have discretion. I mean, I understand that they do, and I like it when they use it for me. But if they're going to let me go with a headlight that's out and let me run around the vehicle without shooting me dead, shouldn't they be treating other people like that? Isn't that the profession that we want from police officers?
See, where I was born and raised, the things such as a headlight, They called that a fix-it ticket.
Yeah.
To where you've got 72 hours to go make the repair. You then go to any police department within the city. You show them the ticket, and you show them the repair, and then, okay, everything's gone. Like, you know, this ticket never happened.
William?
Yeah, I've had that happen a number of times. It typically happens, so I drive an 06 Dodge that looks pretty good, and once in a while I take it into the shop or something, and I borrow my dad's backup vehicle. It's a 78 GMC Jimny, and I kid you not, when I get in that vehicle, if I see an officer behind me, I start putting on the seatbelt and everything because I know I'm going to get pulled over. I don't drive any different in that older vehicle than I drive in my vehicle. But if I make a sweeping turn or anything like that, because I'm in an older vehicle, I get pulled over, and it's maddening to me. But, you know, what am I going to do about it?
What do they treat you differently in the vehicle, too, once they get up there, or?
No, typically once they get up there, I've had pretty good luck. I got a fix-it ticket because the headlight was out. I did get a seatbelt ticket one time about 2 years ago, and it was a situation where I made a sweeping turn. I got pulled over. He asked me why I didn't put my seatbelt on, and instead of saying that I wasn't going to answer any questions or anything, I told him that I was philosophically opposed to being mandated to wear a seatbelt, which I essentially admitted that I wasn't because I'd put the seatbelt on by that time.
Okay.
And I got the ticket, $100 yeah. or something like that.
Fight that in court then, buddy. So what do you think the reason is that you generally get away without tickets? Do you think it's because of your haircut, the way you talk to the police officer? What is it? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I think it is that, you know, I'm clean cut for the most part. I have the look of a construction worker, but I speak very well. I'm respectful, and you know, I think they get up there, and I handle myself well. The one that I got pulled over for the headlight, I think I was actually speeding, and he pulled me over, and he asked me why I thought that he might have pulled me over, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll lead him down the headlight line of thought, since I knew that was a fix-it ticket. So I said, yeah, I think I have a headlight out, and I did get the fix-it ticket. So
wow.
Here, you don't have to go back to the – you're supposed to mail it in within 5 days or something like that, but nobody ever does, so I just didn't.
855-450-FREE. Thanks for the call, William. 855-450-3733. So, police officers – do you think that they have a different kind of set of rules they have to follow than you? This is what we were seeing in this article here. 855-450-FREE. How are you supposed to deal with them? Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450-FREE. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
People probably wondering where Ian is. He is our normal first chair host. And Ian is off at, I think, a birthday party or something.
Yeah, Ellen, who is one of the co-hosts on Friday, had a birthday earlier this week, as did a couple of other people that are friends of the show. And there's a party for the three people who are having birthdays this week. And Ian decided, since Ellen drives down here about an hour and a half to come to the show every Friday, the least he can do is drive out to her place for a birthday.
I'm sure she feels indebted. The phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN, and ProXPN is a virtual private network. That is it's a computer program that you use to be able to use the internet with some level of privacy. It creates an encrypted tunnel from your computer to the websites you're going to their servers, actually from your computer to their servers, and then you sort of go from there. So the internet doesn't know who you are. It doesn't know where you are. And that's pretty valuable when you consider that the government's looking at everything you do online, that people have been harassed by federal law enforcement officials for looking at just looking things up online. Interesting stuff. I mean, as a talk show host, maybe I would need to do some research on how easy it is to find a bomb, to build a bomb. Well, maybe I should know that. Well, I'm scared to look. I shouldn't be scared of my government. You shouldn't either. You don't have to be with ProXPN. Just go. You can go and try it out. But once you're ready to buy it, because there's a free version, but then you can get the big package where you can do torrents and watch videos and all that stuff. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off of an annual account. That's about $5 a month. And through FTL50, you'll get a savings of for the lifetime, no matter how long you use the account. This isn't just for the first year or something like that. You can use Bitcoin, use FTLBTC, and get 62% off of an annual account. So there's a discount with Bitcoin. Again, with a premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and protect yourself when you're out in the world. You never know who's sniffing your packets. It's important. ProXPN. Don't keep records of your online habits at all, and you can get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC, and get a great discount. Let's go to Jimmy calling in from Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, I sure hate when people sniff my packets, you know what I mean?
I bet people are always sniffing your packets.
They are. Hey,
Jimmy? Huh? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. You broke out.
RoboCop. Oh, hey.
Go, repeat what you said. I'm sorry. Let's put Jimmy on hold, and we'll get back to you, Jimmy. I think you're going to have to clear up this cell line situation. Let's go to Mike in North Dakota. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there. Big fan of the show. I wanted to bring up a point that I don't know that you guys, I think you're missing, that I worked in the utilities industry, and they had GPS on us, and they had cameras in the electric company vehicles, and that's not too liberty-minded for me, and I don't think it's much of a slippery slope from having cops have it to, you know, requiring all kinds of people to have cameras on them all the time. That seems like the opposite of liberty,
yeah? Well, I mean, when you take a job working for the public, you're not at liberty. When you take a job, period, you're not at liberty because you're doing something for somebody else. So it's one thing to put. Like, I can tell you truck drivers, they have the GPS thing. They've got cameras, sometimes even in the cab. And, sure, there are plenty of jobs where this is the case.
And a lot of times...
Babysitters.
A lot of times for, like, the truck drivers, that's for insurance purposes. The GPS, it's to make sure that the logs are accurate to where somebody's not, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I only drove for 9 hours yesterday when they actually drove for, like, 12. Because there's all kinds of requirements. You have to rest so many hours for so many hours of driving. So in those sorts of cases, you know, it's to sort of protect the employer from somebody that's doing something that would otherwise cause them a very large fine.
I understand, Mike? But I just don't like it. I'll tell you that much. And it doesn't seem to have anything to do with liberty. Me, you know, so what else are they going to put forces to have cameras on?
Well, it's not forced. That's an important point, right?
You're not going to go get another job, I guess.
That's right.
You know?
That's exactly the point. Like, you're not at liberty.
What job? When is it going to end? You know, okay, you got babysitters, you got truck drivers. You know, I just see it getting worse and worse. More cameras is not good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think that if you're going about your day and you aren't on the clock, then you know, especially in your home or something like that, you absolutely shouldn't have cameras on you. But if you're working for somebody else, and in this case, police officers do work for the public, if you're working for somebody else, I think that person has a right to be able to check in on you. And that's what the cameras are all about.
And it's important to note that the reason a lot of people that advocate for police wearing cameras do so, it's to hold the police officers accountable. It's not to use the cameras to spy on everybody that's walking around in a city.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, in London they have a million closed-circuit cameras that are looking all the time at people. They even have some microphones so they can yell at them if they feel like it. They're looking at people all the time that aren't getting paid by the government. So, like, somebody who's not paying them is looking at them. And I think that's a different story entirely.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for the call. He didn't sound terribly convinced, but, you know, I guess there has to be a line somewhere. You have to have a camera in your, I mean, you have to be able to have a camera in your business, right? Can the camera not be pointed at employees? But, I mean, I want to be able to watch my employees. I can watch them if I'm standing there. I can't watch them through a camera.
You want to make sure that none of your employees are stealing money out of the cash register, but you can't point a camera at the cash register if they're standing there?
I mean, it's better than, you certainly don't want to put it in the bathroom. I get that much.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Jimmy in Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all got me on here now?
I got you.
Hey, well, the last thing y'all want to do is hold the public officials accountable. You know what I mean?
Why is that?
Well, they don't need cameras. I mean, you know, they don't ever do nothing wrong.
Hey, which world are you living in, Jimmy?
That's a weird question. That's a good question. Hey, I just want to say...
Well, here in reality land, the cops do stuff wrong all the time. So you're saying, you know, cops never do anything wrong. I'm just curious, you know, where it is that you're living.
Nope.
Jimmy, this is just a bad connection. I don't want to tell you, man. Usually these calls are so awesome. Let's go to Pat in El Paso, find out what Pat wants to talk about. Hey, Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Pat.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I've got you now. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, there's a big delay. My question is regarding the completion of the Free State Project.
Sure.
Once everybody has moved to New Hampshire, is there any big plans out there as far as trying to, like, establish, like, a practical implementation of, like, a voluntarist society, like having, like, a big private community somewhere?
You know, the Free State Project isn't about that, but there are certainly people that are looking at doing things like what you're talking about. So the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org to find out more. It's the idea of moving 20,000 people who might be called libertarians or liberty lovers or whatever term you wish to use, because out in the world, we're outnumbered. But, you know, if we concentrate our efforts, then maybe we can have one little place where we can try some of our ideas. Because that's really what this whole experiment was. Pat, I want you to hold the line, if you will. That way we can talk about this a bit more. That's what really this whole experiment in self-governance is about. The United States. What is it besides the opportunity for people to try new things? And that's what the Free State Project's about. Freestateproject.org. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.